perhaps to go over the Tosfos, and let's just learn over the Gemara quickly from the Mishnah to get into the swing of the sugya. The Mishnah says, Tano sheisiku bekasha begavove, lo yitain bein mitoichoi, bein mialgabov. So by a Tano, even though we had learned by Akira that if the fuel was kashin gavove, it's yitain, but the Tano lo yitain bein mitoichoi, bein mialgabov. Kupach sheisiku bekasha begavove, areze kikirayim. And then there is a heta. Begefesu be'etzim areyu ketanu, reyes the aloche of a tanu. Tanu shesiku, sova Rav Yosef lemeimar, toichoi mamish. Al gabov mamish. The Mishnah was very meduyik, that a tanu, they only asked toichoi, inside the tanu, and al gabov. Avolismoich shapir domi. But smiche is mutter. That's what Rav Yosef held. Eisvei abaye, kupach shisiku bekash begavove, harei hu kikirayim. Kupach, if the fuel is kash begavove, harei hu kikirayim, so then it's the same aloha vakire. Begefes ubeitzim, if the fuel is gefes ueitzim, harei hu ketano vaoso. Then it is the lochas of a tano, and it is also. Ha kikire shari. So it would seem from the Mishnah, if Kupach would have had the same halacha of a kire, so even though we were masik begefes ubeitzim, it would be mutter. Now since it has a halacha of a tano, therefore it is also. Bamaya skino. So what are we speaking about? So we will see that Abaya learned that gefes and eitzim are speaking about that it is not grufa uktume. Abaye held, if gefes and eitzim is grufa uktume, so that is equivalent to kash ugavove. So there's no difference between kash and gavove and gefes and eitzim. And if kash and gavove by a kupach, here's the halacha of kire, so gefes and eitzim, that is grufa uktume, also has the halacha of kire. So al kolchoch, if the Mishnah says, Gefes ve'etzim is also, so it is speaking about Gefes ve'etzim, that is not Goruf ve'kotum. That's the only way Abai understood the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Begefes ube'etzim, arei hu ketanu ba'oso. Gefes ve'etzim again means that it is not Goruf ve'kotum, it is also because this kupach has the halacha v'tanu. Ha'kekire, but if a kupach would have had the halacha of a kire, so then even though it is gefes ve'etzim shari, b'may askinam. So with which halacha does a kire have that is mutter with gefes ve'etzim, even though it is not goruf ve'kotum? And a tanur is also ilayim al gabov. If we are speaking about al gabov. Ubama ilayma kshayne goru vikotum. The Loshni ilayma, Taisi says, is lav davke, because it wasn't a suffix by Abaye that it's speaking about ene goru vikotum. Ubama b'sheene goru vikotum. Elokiro ki eino grufo uktumo al gabov mishori. A kira that is not grufa oktume, is it then mutter al gabov? A kira is also osar al gabov if it is not grufa oktume. The Mishnah says, lo yitein achiye goruf ekotum. So al gabov is also. Elo lav lismoich. So the Mishnah is speaking about smiche. That smiche is mutter by any goruf ekotum by kira. That we had learned before, that smicha is mutter. Uketoni, in the Mishnah says, but kupach does not have the aloche of a kira, with keves veitzim, it has aloche of a tanu. Uketoni hareyu ketanu vi osa. So we see that smicha by a tanu is osa. By the process of elimination, Abaye proved that smicha by a tanur is also, because that is the only halacha that the Mishnah could be speaking about when it speaks about a kupach. It only is speaking about that a kupach has the halacha of a tanur, not by kire, that geves ve'etim she'ene grufa k'tume is muta, can only be speaking about the halacha of smicha, and we see that smicha is also by a tanur, so therefore he disagrees with Rav Yoyf. Omar Rav Ade Bar Ave, so Rav Ade Bar Ave wants to be matche the Raya of Abaye, and he says, Hochem bekupach goruf vekotum. We are speaking, he says, this nekude that Abaye held, that there is no difference by kash v'gavove and eitzim, keves v'eitzim, that is goruf vekotum, Rav Ada Bar Ava disagreed with him. Rav Ada Bar Ava loim shat in the Mishnah, we are speaking about, the Mishnah speaks about gefes ve'etzim by a kupach, we are speaking gefes ve'etzim that are goruf v'kotum. Hoche v'kupach goruf v'kotum. We are speaking about a kupach that is goruf v'kotum. V'tanu grufa oktuma askina. And Hareyu Kitano, so that is Pshat. So we are not speaking about the Din Smiche, we are speaking about the Din Al Gabo. By Goru Fekotum, Daloch is Kira is Mutter Al Gabo. So if Kupach would have had Daloch of Kira, it would also be Mutter Al Gabo. So the Tan is telling us, the Av Al Gav, the Goru Fekotum, even though this Kupach is Goru Fekotum, Al Gabov also, the Ike Kiro, if it would have had the Locha of Kirim, Ki Grufa Ktume Shapir Domi, then it would have been Mutter if it was Grufa Uktume. Now let us see Tesis. Tanu Sheisiku Bikash Ubigabove Lo Yite. So the Mishnah says one is not permitted to put on a Tanu, Shisiku Bikash Ubigabove. So now Taisvis wants to explain what is the Mishnah speaking about. Which halachas? Is the Mishnah speaking about the Din Shehiye, Erev Shabbos, or is the Mishnah speaking about the Din Chazore in Shabbos? So Taisvis says, however we will learn Pshat in the first Mishnah of Kire, we'll learn Pshat in this Mishnah. So Taisvis explains, Ila Harzer Tnan, if the first Mishnah goes according to Hananya, the Hananya holds that Shehiye is Mutter and Akire, She'ene Grufa Uktume, because you're not Chayish, Shemo Yechate, since it's cooked Kemachul Ben Dresoy. And the only Issa by Akire is Chazore. Issa Chazore is Nireke Mevashel, or else a different Tam. Al Koponim, if that is pshat in the first Mishnah, so we will learn the same pshat in this Mishnah. Ila harzir tnam, if the first Mishnah is only speaking about chazore, and chazore is mutter by akire grufa ktume, hochenami hai lo yitain is also lo yarzir. So lo yitain means that even though chazore is mutter by Akire that is Grufa Ktume, and the Lomdus says, because since it's Grufa Ktume, it's not Nireke Mevashel. Let us say that Pshat. So that is Davke by Akire, that Bechlal, the heat in the Kire is not so great. So Memele, you don't cook when there's no fuel inside. So Memele, Grufa Ktume is not the Derech to be Mevashel with Akire. But a tanu, which was very hot, was shaped like a triangle, so the heat remained, the heat was much more intense. So even though you'll make it goruf v'kotum, you're not allowed to be machzir on Shabbos, because it's fort nirikim mevashel. You could cook on a tanu, afilu it's goruf v'kotum. So mamel, that is pshat in the Mishnah. If we learn the first Mishnah is going according to Hananya, so our Mishnah is also going according to Hananya, and Chazore is also. Avo lahashoks, obo shehiye, mashe, afilu betano, she'enoi goro fekotum, shehiye will be mutter. That means, just like by Akire, theoretically, it is possible to be mechata by a kir if it's not goro fekotem. Aval pi kain, Chananya holds, but why should he be mechata if it's nisbashel kemachel ben drusoi? So he has no legitimate reason to be mechata. So in the same vein, so Hatana will also be mutvus. Gave on Hatana, there's more heat, but if it's the tavshel is nisbashel kemachel ben drusoi, have nothing but to worry about. He won't be mechate. So therefore, Taisva says, "Afilu b'tanu she'ene gorofikotum will be mutter to be mashe," according to Chananya. Because what's the difference between a tanu and a kire? And Taisva brings a raya, ki de mashme b'peire kame, de sharinon kitche chayse, we are mater, a kedere, that the meat is completely raw before Shabbos, to put into a tano. That's l'chayre. We'll speak about that in later. U'boshul kemachol ben drusoy. But now Taisus brings a gemore that in the first peirik, that if he had a tavshul that's cooked kemachol ben drusoy, so Taisus is a gemore, afilu ba'enai goru fakotum, that it is mutter to put into a tano, a tavshul, that nisbashel kamachol ben drusoy, according to Chananya, even though it's not gorof ekotum. Umashma hosom the betano airi, that the whole sugi is speaking about a tano, the koya hodik toni hosom lel isamali isha kdeira asosiyois. And in that sugi, one can see that a tavshos and nisbashel kamachol ben drusoy is mutter to put into a tano, even though it's not gorof ekotum. So that is, so Taisvis explained the Mishneh, if we learn, according to Chananya, that only Chazore is also by Akire, She'ene Grufa Ktume, then Chazore is also by Atano, even though it's Gorofa Kotum. Now let us see the Taisvus Yeshonim. That's if you learn the Mishnah is going according to Chananya. Ve'im asnisin lahasha istnan. So Taisvus says, but if we will learn Pshat in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah of Kire, we will learn pshat that the Mishnah asks shehiye by a kire. Unless it's goruf ekotum, the Mishnah asks shehiye by a kire she'ene goruf ekotum. And it's all she is only mutter by goruf ekotum. Is betano nami also lahashos? So then shehiye will be also by a tano, even though it is goruf ekotum. Frag doch Teisves. Af al gab. De kitro chayso la el shori. Frag doch Teisves. How can I say that shehiye is also, how can I say that shehiye is also by a tano? Af al gab. Even though it's goro v'kotom, the Gemara in the first Perek says that one is permitted to take a raw piece of meat and put it in a pot right before Shabbos, and you have to put it into a tanur. So we see that shehiye is mutter by a tanur. So how could I say that she is also by a tanur? So Taisvus answers, Hahu kechananye. That Gemara is going according to Chananya. Umasnisen, if we're learning Pshat in the Mishnah, Ila Hasha Isnan, also the like Chananya. So that Gemara is going according to Chananya, and if we learn that there's an Isra Shehiyah, so we're not going according to Chananya. Oide v'loy Eivosh, I don't understand Taisvus Kashe, and I don't understand the Taisvus Teret. The longest of Kidre de Chayse. There's a longest. The Gemara that Yitchesem at Bay says a Moiridik a longest. What is the longest? The longest is as follows. If a person, that what Chazal asked, let us talk about Akira. Chazal asked that one is not permitted to put a machol, we don't hold like Chananya. One is not allowed to put a tavshul in a kire she'ene grufa ktume, shema yechate. It's not grufa ktume, shema yechate.
unless it's mitstamik v'raloi. But like this is the gzeira, shema yechate. It's mitstamik v'yofaloi, it's also shema yechate. If he has any motivation to be mechate, he might be mechate. So therefore it's also, if it's not gerufa k'tumah. Kitre de chayse, but if you have you put a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos into a kire, it's mutter. Why? Because this person makes a cheshbon like this. He's putting it 5 minutes before the shkiyah, 2 minutes before the shkiyah, he's putting in this big chunk of raw meat into the kire. Now, the suit is going to be 2 hours after the shkiyah. 2 hours after the shkia, it's impossible for this meat to get cooked. It can't get cooked. It can first get cooked. It takes at least five hours for a piece of meat to get cooked. So this person is mesiach das from the piece of meat. For tonight, for the sudai saibasai, will be unable to eat this piece of meat. It can stir from today to tomorrow. It takes 5 hours to cook. So for tonight, he's mesiach das from the meat. Stirring won't help, so he won't be mechate. Now what? For tomorrow. For tomorrow he doesn't have to stir. For tomorrow, for the suda tomorrow, it will be cooking a whole night. And by the tomorrow the kisuda, so the cat is cooking long enough that he doesn't have any incentive to be mechate. So kitre chayse is such a machel that there's no gzeira of shema yovei lechatos. So this could be mutter, afilu by a tanner also. What is Taisvis kasha? Taisvis a kasha. Ava gav de kitre chayse le'el shori. The Mishnah is speaking about, just like the first Mishnah, kira shesiku bekasha begavove, one is not permitted to put any food on this kire. Now what does any food mean? Any food that there's a chash shema yovei lechatos, lo yitain. He's not permitted to put on the kire, That food, the first Mishnah is speaking about. What about kitre chayse? The Mishnah isn't speaking about that. That you're permitted to do, but the Mishnah doesn't speak about it. That we learned in the first page. Kitre chayse is mutter. So the lo yitain is only speaking about a dovo sheloi nisbashel kol tzolchoi, or it's nisbashel kol tzolchoi and it's tamik v'yofoloi. So these two things, he has an incentive to be machate. Lo yitain atche yigrev atche yitain aseifa. So Memele in this Mishnah says that even he was gorufikotum by a tano, it also won't help. Gorufikotum by a tano is equivalent to any gorufikotum by a kire. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. Something shalain is bashal kol tzolchay, on is bashal kol tzolchay, im itzamik v'yofalay. Kitre chayse, stamazit is no gzeira of chitoy. So what's Taisvis Kasha? Even though if she is also, how can it be? It says in the first part that Kitcha Chayse is Mutter. Kitcha Chayse Kutake be Mutter, and she is also. Just like in the first Mishnah, she is also by Eine Grufa Ktum and Kitcha Chayse is Mutter. So don't understand what Taisvis asks. And I also don't understand what Taisvis answers. What does Taisvis answer? Kitcha Chayse is Mutter. Oh, that's going according to Hananya. Now, how does Hananya come in? Hananya just said one vote. Hananya said that something that's nisbashel kemachel ben drusoy, so since it's edible already, so there's no gzeira shema yovei lechatos. That's all what Hananya said. Kitre de chayse is not edible at all. So this is a new svara, it's mesiach bas. So where do we see the svara of Mesiach Das that this is miyuchet to Hananya, not to Chachamim? What is the difference between Hananya and the Chachamim? Balkoponim azayzak taisvis. Let us see the next taisvis. Ileima b'she'ene grufe. The Gemara said the Gemara Weiss is mistapik. Is the Mishnah speaking about eine grufe? So Taisva says, Hai lishne lav davke. According to Abaye, there's no sveikas. The Mishnah zicha speaking about eine grufe. The Abaye sova the loy took me big grufe. You can't say the Mishnah speaking about grufe. The big grufe loy mistava loy sheyechilet ben gefes veitzim lekash vegavove. Abaye holds, if kash v'gavov is good by kupach, so gefes ve'etzim, it's grufa k'tum, is also good by kupach. What's the difference? There's no, what's the mile of kash v'gavov? There's no coals. So grufa k'tum is also, there's no coals. Either the coals are smothered or the coals are taken out. Yav emotzi abaye l'ukme v'grufa k'demuki lo ravade, if abaye, what could have that's time the Mishnah that's speaking about grufe have a motzi lemifshit midi. Period. V'rav ade demuki lo begrufe sovar v'yesh lo oilam yoyse choym k'shikseikuo begefes ube'etzim aval gav de grufe mi bekash ubegavob. Now Taisvus is explaining what's Rav Ada's for it. So Taisvus says as follows. Rav Ada holds that there's more heat in a kupach of when there's geves ve'etzim, even though he made it grufe, mi bekash ubegavove. It's hotter. Inside the kupach it is hotter. So since it is hotter, so therefore they gave the kupach a din of a tanu. So therefore, al gabov is also because it is hotter. Now, the first time I saw the Mishnah, I saw this Taisvis, I did not understand what is the maila of hotter. Why is Akira also if it is not Gruf of Ektumah? So we had a Machloikis Rashi in Taisvis. Rashi says if it's not Gruf of Ektumah, so it is Doime to be Matmin B'dover HaMoisiv Hevel. So it goes into the category of Atzmon. That is Shitas Rashi. And according to Shitas Rashi, I understand beautifully what Taisvis is saying. So Taisvis is saying, the Rishonim say Pshat, that how does Gruf of Ektumah help? Because grufa k'tume cools it off, so it's not doime l'dovor shemoisev hevel. So Taisvus says, over in a kupach, which is much, it's more concentrated than a kirim, grufa k'tume is more hotter than kash v'gavove. So it's weiter, it's the gzeire of shemo. The Gzeir of Atmone Bedova Moisef Hevel applies in the Kupach, even though it's Kufa Ktume, because it's hotter. I understand that heat is a factor in the Iser of Shehiyo, or the Iser of Chazore, because, that's the Iser of Shehiyo. Heat is a factor, because this is considered the Dova HaMoisef Hevel. But the second Taisvus in Kira said, that it does nothing to do with Atmona B'dover HaMoisiv Hevel. No, the Iser is, maybe you'll be Mechate. Duma Osi Lachtuye. Maybe you'll be Mechate. So Memele. So let us, that's the whole Iser. So Kupach, that Shisiku B'kash B'gavove is Mutter. Since there's no coals there, so there's no Gzeire Shema Yechate. So if Taisvus would say, that Gefes ve'etzim is more chomo because the Metzius there still are coals. No! This Taka de Zichra Gavalde Kechilik between Gefes and Etzim, that's Gruvo Ktume, which there are still coals there, and Kash ve'gavove, that there's no coals whatsoever. So Ravad Barava holds that they were Geyser by Gefes ve'etzim. But Taisus doesn't say that. Because if that's the case by Kira, say also the same thing. Of course, they were matter by Kira. So Taisvus says, what does Taisvus say? That Rav Ada bar Ava holds that it is also because it is very hot. So what's the chesoron of hot? Till I found Baruch Hashem, a Taisvus HaRosh in the beginning of Kira, The Taisus HaRosh in the beginning of Kira says as follows. The Taisus HaRosh says that a kupach that has gefes ve'etzim and it is grufa uktume, so the heat in this kupach is greater than the heat of a kire she'eina grufa uktume. That means, so if you measure the heat of a kupach that's grufa ktume, that's greater than the heat of a kire that's ain't a grufa ktume. So a person will make a lumdis. If a kupach is mutter, that it goes up to 500 degrees, even though it's grufa ktume, so a kire she ain't a grufa ktume, which can only go up to 400 degrees, so memele, so that should zicha be mutter. So if they would be matter, if there would be matter, a kupach, that even though it's grufa ktume, and it is so hot, so automatically they'd be matter a kire she'eina grufa ktume. So therefore they answered a kupach she grufa ktume, oto a kire she'eina grufa ktume. So Baruch Hashem, now we understand pshat and taisvis. So for kelt, heat is a factor. If it is very hot in a kupach, so people will say, if a kupach is mutter, so a kire she'ein a gruf oktum is also mutter, because not so hot in a kire. So that's l'chayre pshat and taisvis. Now one more small ha'ora on this taisvis, the bir haloche clears a shaila. The Mishnah says, Kire sheisiku bekashe begavove is mutter, and gefes ve'etzim la'yitain at sheyigreif at sheyitain sa'efer. So the poshite pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. Poshite pshat in the Mishnah is sheisiku means that it was heated already. We know from a cook, when you want to bake something, you put it in a heated oven. Shosiku bekashe begavova means it was heated already. There's no coals left. You put the tapshul into over the kire. That's shosiku, and then gefes ve'etzim. Even though it was heated already, there are coals left, so we have a problem. That is poship shot in the mission. So the bir aloha klaus shiloh. What will be the din? It's the kash in gavova is still burning. Will it also be mutter? He closed it for a shayla. Here you have the fuel here. After it's heated, but you don't have any fuel, the zogzeir Hashem yechad. What's if it's burning? He closed it for a shayla. So the bir aloche wants to say as follows. He wants to say, kash v'gavove, even when it's burning, it's also mutter. Why? Because he says mamon nefshech. When it's burning, you don't have to stir it. It's burning. It's a feltam nishtois. When it stops burning, stirring won't help. So Mamel, there never was a gzeire of Dilma Osi Lechatis. Masha Ein Kain, by Gevis Ve'etzim, there is a gzeire when it's going to stop burning, then we have coals, which start becoming extinguished, so then you come to be Mechate. But Kash Ve'gavove, it's always Mutter. It'll never come to be Mechate. When it's burning, it's burning. When it's, you won't be Mechate. When it's not burning, there's nothing to be Mechate. So the bir aloch is mitzadet that kash v'gavove is mutter afilo when it's burning. Now, Taisva says that there's a greater heat in a kupach from gefes ve'etzim when it's gruf oktume than kash v'gavove. There's a greater heat. Now, if Taisva holds that kash v'gavove is only mutter after it burnt, like that's out in the bir aloche, so then I understand Taisus very well. So Taisus is saying, so since there's a greater heat by gefes ve'etzim, even though it's grufa ktume, than kash v'gavove, and it makes sense, because here you still have coals, and there you have nothing. So memele, they also gefes ve'etzim, even though it's grufa ktume. But if we'll say that kash v'gavove is muta, afilu when it's burning, so that is very not mistava to say that kashve gavove that is burning is cooler than gruf oktuma of eitzim v'gefes. So l'chayre would be a shtikul gaya to the bir aloche that sitake the diik of the bir aloche, he see cool. The only heter of kashve gavove is after it finished burning already. But while it's burning, it's not better than gefes v'eitzim. Now that's from the Gemara we had learned yesterday. Let us go further. Tanya kevosei da Abaye. Asus Abaye had said that smiche is also betano. That was the machloikis, Abaye and Rabbi Yosef. Tanya kevosei da Abaye. Tano sheisikuhu bekash begavovo ein soimchem loy. So smiche is also. So finished. So we have an often a beraisa like a bay. Now we'll continue the beraisa. Vein tzorch loima, not only is smicha also, vein tzorch loima al gabo is about the givis also, vein tzorch loima lisoichoi in the tanner is about the givis also, vein tzorch loima begefes u beitzim, everything is also. Kupach, Sheisiku bekash begavove, yeah, soimchim loy, kash begavove, soimchim loy, v'noisnim al gabov, that's the goin's girse, v'gefes u be'eitzim, ein soimchim loy. Gefes be'eitzim is ein soimchim loy. Then smiche is also, so this is mamish what Abaye tainet. Abaye tainet that, according to Baigevis Veitzim, means that it's not Grufa Ktume. It's Ein Tzayim Chimloi, not like Rabbi Yosef. Omale Rav Ache Berei Derove L'Rav Ashi. Hai Kupach Eichi Domi. I Kikire Domi. How do you split it? I Kikire Domi. If a Kupach is the same Aloch of a Kire, Afilu Begevis Veitzim Nami. I Ketanu Domi. Afilu Bekashi Begavov Nami Loi. Why do you split it that Lagabi Kash Begavove is a din of Akire, Lagabi Eitzim, Gavis Veitzim is a din of Atano? Or Malay, Nofish, Havlay Midakire, it has more heat than Akire, Vizuta Havlay Midatano, but it has less heat than a Tano. So Mimela, so now we learned along this, so Gavis Veitzim Taisha says he has more heat than kash v'gavove. So memele, so it gives out more heat, and the kupach has more heat, so there they also gefes v'eitzim, and they didn't ask kash v'gavove. Heichi domi kupach, heichi domi kire. Now how does it look like? Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Chanine, kupach mokim svises kedeira achas. Kupach is like a square box, with one opening on top, you can put one pot on it. So the air only enters from on top, and there's only one opening there. Kira mokem svises shtei kederes. It's more rectangular, and you can put two kederes. So it's larger. The heat inside is not so concentrated. There's a second opening, so memela, so the heat is less intense. Omar Abaye v'taymer Rabbi Yirmiya afanan nami tanine. Araya from a mission in Kalim that's the chilek between a kire and a kupach. Kira shenechleka la'olko tahira. If the kira was split in the length, so that means by splitting in the length it is impossible to use it at all. There's not a place even to put, because everything was cut in half. Tahira l'rochbo. If it was split in the width, so memela, before you had a mokim to cook two pots, so now they were split in the width. So you have a mokim, each one is a svisus k'teira achas. Tmeya, so it's still mekabel tume. Kupach bein la'okoy bein la'roch boi toyo. A kupach, there's no difference how you split it, but you can't put a pot on it anymore. So therefore it is considered that the kupach is destroyed, and therefore it's not mekabel tume. Let us see Rashi. Tanya kevosei da Abaye, the osa lismoich atano. That it's not permitted to make smicha to an atano, not like Rabbi Yosef held. So the Gemara asked, later, Rabache b'rei de Rav, asked Ravashi, hai kupach eichi domi. Ike kira domi, afilu begefes ve'itzim. Afilu begefes ve'itzim should also be mutter. So Rashi says, afilu begefes ve'itzim, lishteri begrufe k'tume. I don't know why Rashi was prejudiced over here and said that it's speaking about grufe k'tume. That's a machloikis Ravada Barave in Abaye. Ravada Barave learned that it's speaking about grufe k'tume. Abaye learned that the Mishnah is speaking about smich, and it's not speaking about grufe k'tume. I don't know why Rashi learned the Geboros Kashe not according to Abaye. Shenech l'kola oirko, harei botlu shtei sefisoi seo. So the two places which were made to put on the kedere is unusable now. Shenechlekes rochbo, the width of the kire got split lishtaim. Ilker taro mitumosa, shrei nitzo, it's destroyed. Nechlekole rochbo, nimzu shteyas vises kayomi, zulevada ve zulevada. You have a place on each one to put on one pot. Kupach bein l'olke bein l'rochba t'hoira shrei olke ke rochba v'kula mokim svisa achas, and however you will split it, it is impossible to be used anymore. Tanya kevosa ida baye, yesh de gorsi b'seife, kupach shei siku begefes v'eitzim, ein tzaymchem lo. That's where we have this. This is our gilse. The Bereise says, that is Shita Sabayim. Ein Soim Chimloi. The Gora Som Chimloi also Kevosi Dabayi. The Yisrael de Bekupach Nami Ein Soim Chim Kedem Rinilo. That was the Hoshtik Teir of Abayi. That Smiche is also by a Kupach Dum Yedetano. The Yishloimi de Gassin in Soim Chim Ikelut me Begrufe. The Nokat Gefes Ve'etzim L'Rabusha Dafila Hochi Soim Chimlo. Gefes Ve'etzim is also permitted to make Smiche. That is the end of that whole sugya. Now we're coming to a new sugya. Zot the Mishnah. Ein noisnim beya b'tzad ha-mecham b'shvil shetis galgal. What does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Ein noisnim beya b'tzad ha-mecham. So a mecham is kumkimis shal nechoshes. It was a teapot that was made out of nechoshes. And it was hot. It was on the fire the whole time. So even though now you took it off the fire, but the walls of this mecham are very hot. Bishvil shetizgalgal. So what does tizgalgal mean? Shetitzlek tas. It should get. We have a egg with a shell over here. We have a raw egg, and you put it next to the mecham. Shetitzlok tas. That it should get roasted a little bit, achetehei migulgeles, that the egg should become migulgul. Now, what is the type of migulgul? So Rashi in Brochis, we hear that memdaudam of beis. So Rashi says that the Gemara said, beya migulgalto, there the Gemara was maflig about the health milus of a beya migulgeles, it's givaldic. So Rashi says as follows. It is roasted. Lacho verako. It is very soft. That means you're making a soft egg. That's not a soft boiled egg. You're not cooking it. You're roasting it. You're able to swallow it. So it needs very little heat to make it soft roasted. Whatever it is. So that's shot over here. So it seems that there's enough heat in the mecham, in this hot pot, that can make it migulgeles. So the Mishnah is telling us, and we'll see later in the Gemara, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, there's an Isra Bishul, even though it's not, it's very lightly roasted, but there's an Isra Bishul on this. And even though he's not putting it al ha'esh, the mecham is told they say eish. It's also awesome. These are the two chidushim that the Mishnah is telling us. Told they say eish. That means even though there's no fire, there's only heat that came from a fire. Told they say ul. Number one. And number two, the bishul process is not too great. It's only tisgalgal. There's an issur, and we'll see in the Gemara, there's an issur deraisa to do this. There's a very interesting pshat, a very interesting taich of Tizgalgul that the Chochmas Menoyach brings down from the Oroch. We know if you have an egg in front of you, and you want to know if it's raw, if it's cooked, so you spin it. A raw egg does not spin, and a cooked egg spins. So Memeo, that's shot in the Mishnah. That means that is the amount of bishul. That means if it is cooked enough that it will spin now, that's called cooked already. That means it went out of the raw process and this goof is called cooked. That's pshat in Tizgalgul. Period. This is halacha aleph. Halacha beis v'loy yafki eno besudrim. V'loy yafki eno besudrim, so Rashi says, lo yish bereno, he should not break this egg. Al sudar she'ucham bechamo. A sudar is a type of material, and the sudar was basking in the sun. It was very hot, the sudar, and he wants to have a roasted egg. Nachum chamim Shabbos. So he goes and breaks open the eggs and puts it on the sudar, and we hear the sizzling, and it gets roasted. They wanted to get roasted from the chaim of the suda. Now, the suda is toldois chamo. That means the heat that the suda has inside of it does not originate from fire. It originates from the sun. So the tanekama holds that it is also to be mevashel betoldois chamo. But this iser is not the same iser like the first iser. The first iser is an iser d'iraisa, because the heat of the meicham originated from the ul, originated from fire. So if one is mevashel or one is tzoyle betoldois ul, there's an iser d'iraisa. If you're cooking on a heat that originates from fire, that's also min ha-Torah. If you are roasting and the source of heat originates from the sun, solar heat, so it's only also midrabbanan. That is what the Tanakhama holds. The Rabbi Yossi matir, and Rabbi Yossi holds they want goises. The Rabbi Yossi holds lechatchila. If you want to have chamim in Shabbos, you can get a hold of a hot suda, you can roast an egg on it, and you'll have chamim in Shabbos, and tovi aleichem broche, and you mekayim mitzvahs oinig Shabbos. V'loy yatminenu b'choil u'b'ovek drochim b'shvil shetitzle. Now we're speaking about heating up an egg, so there's another way to heat up an egg. That means the chat in Eretz Yisrael, when it's very hot there, so you have sand or dust that can get very hot. So memele, if you would go and be matmin, you'll cover the egg with the sand. You could also roast the egg this way. So that is also awesome. And here we don't find the machlokes. That means this is also tilde ischama. The chayil and the ovok are heated up through the sun. So l'chayre, it should say Rabbi Yossi matter. For some reason or other, Rabbi Yossi is not chaylik on this halach. Let us see Rashi. B'chayil u'b'ovok drochim, shehuchamu mikoyach chamo, they got heated up through the sun. The Gemara meforish, amai loy polig Rabbi Yossi b'ho. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi disagree with this halach? If he holds that it is permissible to cook b'toldeis chama, he's not geizer toldeis chama to toldeis ahu, so he should have disagreed on this halacha also. There's a diyk that the achronim make in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, we're speaking about eggs. So when we spoke about toldeis ahu, we said, and we mentioned Tizgalgul is a very early form of roasting. It's, the egg is very soft yet. The way Rashi says in Brachos, it is awesome. And here it says, when we were speaking about the Hatmone B'chol, Layatmineno B'chol Uba Avak Drochim, B'shvil Shetitzle. Here, we say it's roasted. So we're speaking about, here we're speaking about a soft egg, and here we're speaking about a hard egg. So the Chodesh Aviv and the Rishash ask, I mean, why are you changing the egg? It should be consistent. So the Chodesh Aviv says, he says, if you'll cover it with heated sand, it can get hot. So he says, Kadesh Titzle. You're putting it next to a hot keli, so only one side of the egg is touching the doifen of the mechem. So more than tizgalgul you can have. So here the Tana says tizgalgul, and here the Tana says titzle. That's what the Chodesh Aviv says. The Rishash also asks the Kasha, but the Rishash says lomdus already. And the Rishash, tachsimus amu'im dikechidish. The Rishash says as follows. The halacha, the first halacha in the Mishnah, b'tzad ha-meichem. So we are speaking about that there's an iser d'iraisa. Meichem is tolde sa'ur. So tolde sa'ur is oser, afilu you make a bishul kala. It's galgal, it's also oser. Masha'en came the sefer, because since the halacha is tis galgal, is oser min ha-toyre. So, and they were geyser toldes ha'oyer, toldes chama otto toldes ha'oyer. So I can't begin to understand why this galgul should be mutter. By toldes ha'oyer, this is an isser d'iraisa, as we will see in the Gemara. So toldes chama should also be also. So it's a moira de kechidish what the Risha says. Anu maise. Maise she'osu anshei Tverye. Ve'idiyu siloin shel tzoinon l'soich amo shel chamen. The Anshei Tverye had a problem. There was Chamei Tverye, and they would love to bathe themselves in the Chamei Tverye in Shabbos. We'll see this in Machlokes HaRishonim Pshat in the Mishnah. But they would love to bathe themselves in the Chamei Tverye in Shabbos, but the Chamei Tverye was too hot. So they had an ingenious idea. They went and had a pipe of cold water, and the pipe went into a mokim where there was Chamei Tverye, so it wasn't so hot the water, and that was an eitz. So they'll be able to be roichets in this water. They'll be able to be washed themselves in this water on Shabbos. That's the maise. Maise she'osu anshei Tverye. They brought a pipe that through the pipe was coming cold water. They went into an area where there was Chamei Tverye. So the Chachomim were not satisfied with this Einfall. They said as follows. In Bishabbos, if this Maisa happens in Shabbos, Kechamin Shehuchmu Bishabbos. So this is like the water was heated, the cold water was heated in Shabbos. So you're not allowed to wash yourself in this cold water that got heated. You're not allowed to drink it. In B'yontev, and in B'yontev you'll have such a geshaft. Kechamim shuchmu B'yontev, asurim berechitze, umotorim b'shtiye. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, B'choil u'ba'ovak d'rochim shohuchmu mikoya chama. B'mamafor shamay lepolig Rabbi Yosi bo, Rabbi Yosi does not disagree with this halach, it's also tolde sachama. The idea you see line mi bo'oi join, the pipe was brought mi bo'oi join, shal tzoinon kidei lechamamom, that they should warm up this tzoinon, v'mayim nimshochim en bo'im kol ha-shabes. V'seich amo shal chamei Tverye, in Bishabas Aishin Shabo Bishabas Ochagasinin Kechamin Shahuchmu Bishabas. Soktaisvis, Loyat Minenu Bechoil. one should not be matmin b'choyl. So Taisus asks a technical question. Sand has such a tchune that you put something cold in it, it will insulate it, it will make it more cold. The chomim, if you put something hot into sand, mechem, it makes it hotter, or kaponim, it holds the heat. So what can happen? If you put in a cold egg, what can happen with a cold raw egg? So Taisi says, here already there, heat was added to this, the sand. So memela, so now the sand is bekoyach levashim. Maise veheviyu silain shel tzoinon lesoich amo shel chamin. So Taisva says, mi ba'oid yoim heviyu ki de perish bekuntres. This was all done, the engineering was all done, mi ba'oid yoim. Ve'ein shum isa klal bahavo. That means that what the water is coming into the chamei tveriye in Shabbos, there's no issa whatsoever. It's kedesanye beperikame, poiske mayim legino, mismalas boileches kola Shabbos kula. A person's allowed to let water enter a garden. It's watering the garden the whole Shabbos. Even though mashkes roim is an issa di reis, it's a tilda of zereye. It's garnished. In Shabbos I'm not doing anything. I put it before Shabbos, and it's allowed to be mashked as rain the whole Shabbos. So Taisvis is up. So what's wrong over here? What is wrong over here? What they view silon shel tzayna l'soich amo shel chama. This was done erev Shabbos. So vos geit mir on that it's going into the chamei tveriye in Shabbos. So Taisva says, "Va'osru berechitza gzeira shem ya'arvein b'shabbos." So Taisva says as follows: there's a meridike chilek between poiskim mayim legina and this case. Poiskim mayim legina. So I opened up the faucet erev Shabbos and finished. The water is running, and it's mashked is roim in Shabbos, and I'm not doing anything. So that is mutter, that is a heter gomer. But here, if I'd let the water go into the chamei tveriye, also wouldn't be a shaila, gesunter heit. But here, I want to use this water in Shabbos. I want to be reichitz with this water. Osru berechitze, here they asked rechitze, why? What's wrong? Gzeira shemo ya'arvein b'Shabbos. He says, since I'm using this mixture of cold and hot water in Shabbos, I'm deriving benefit from the taruvis of the tzaynon and the chamei tveriye. So Chazal wa geizel take here the taruvis came about to that what they did erev Shabbos. They were geizel, but if I'm using and I'm being nene in Shabbos from the taruvis, shemo ya'arvein b'Shabbos. And what will be if it'll be ma'arev in Shabbos? That means, and if he ba'arev b'Shabbos is also only also midarabonon, because chamei tveriye is not tildei sa'esh, but if he'll be ma'arev cold water in chamei tveriye, he might come to be ma'arev cold water in hot water. That's tildei sa'esh. So memele mechive kechod gzeira. And it's all one big zayre. That means Taisvus is his problems to explain the Mishnah. It's a gzeire like zayre. He wasn't ma'arev anything. If he was ma'arev, so it's also only osami the rabbonim. Gzeire otu told the sage. So Taisvus chshive kechad the gzeire. Ve'im ha'yinu meforshim. But seems Taisvus wasn't too keen about this job. So Taisvus says, "V'imayinu meforshim de besiloin hayu boynekovim." If we will say, maybe in the siloin there was nekovim. Uchshahayu reichetz in b'Shabbos, when they wanted to be reichetz b'Shabbos, hoyu poischen an ikovim u misalvim atzoinen im bechamim. That's verkehrt. So it's not doyme to poischen mayim legine. We're speaking about the watake ma'are. Verkehrt, kolzman, one wasn't reichet, so the water did not mix up. So you reicht zim b'shabes o you poischen an ikovim u misalvim atzoinen bechamim abo osi shabet vei. So then it's much better. That's the lek elochot exeire otochame ha'ur. So Lamaisa with the Rechitza, he's Ma'ariv Mayim Chamim, Mayim Tzoynom, together with Chamei Tverye, which is not Toldes Ha'ul. So it's also to be Ma'ariv Gzeira, Shema Yariv, Toldes Ha'ul. Teisva says, Ach, B'gmorim Edamilo, we'll have the Gemor, the end of Rav Lametesa Med Aleph, Latmone mi Ba'oid Yoyim. Gemara seems to be medame this case to hatmone mi boid yoy v'yalef mino lesa lahatmi mi boid yoyim ad bedover hamaisev hevel zeire shemo yatmin beremet. The Gemara stels through this din to the isa hatmone, and isa hatmone shemo yatmin beremet v'shemo yechate ulerin nire. If we'll say that the water was mixing up with the chamit vei, the mashay misalvin tzaynon bechamin. If you have two liquids that are mixing up, like have it dummy la atmana. This is not similar at all to atmana. Velekel emeluch mino. Nikel emeim edosrilu mimineisha mevashal amayim tzaynonim. The Gemara later says, here, Chazal asked, because of atmana, if the story is the way Tosha said till now, so first of all, there's no tzir of atmana. The Erov of two liquids, one with the other, that's not Hatmoneh. Hatmoneh is you take a pot and you put it into a Dava Meisav Hevel. But here, the two liquids are mixing up one with the other. And if there's an Issa, so the Issa is look at the Issa of Mebashel, not Issa of Hatmoneh. The Nira Loi, so therefore, the Ri had a Nubshat Ligimor. The Siloin Loi Hoya Misarev Bechamin. This Siloin, the water that went into this pipe, did not at all mix up with the chametz veriyah. Ki yoyemukif mechitzos mikol tzav. Voyemischamimim, and in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down the tzir a little better. That means that this pipe went through the chametz veriyah, and after, and it jutted out after the chametz veriyah. So the water in the pipe did not at all mix up with the chametz veriyah. V'hoyu mischamimim hamayim tzaylinim shebesiloim. It's the whole purpose of putting this pipe through the chametz veriyah was that the cold water in this pipe, which was surrounded by hot by chametz veriyah, should the cold water should warm up. V'hoyu reichetzeis b'chametz veriyah atmon. Verkehrt, they weren't reichetz in the chametz veriyah. Because it has a very bad odor. So this is similar to Dinei Hatmone. So maybe that's how we'll be able to understand the sugya later. Zachti Gemara. Iboyilahu Gilgel Mai. The Mishnah says, "Ein neisnim beyo b'tzada meichen b'shvir shetiz galgul." The one is not permitted to put the beyo that it should become the galgul. And what if he did it? Is it a real bishul? So the Gemara Amar Rav Yosef Gilgul chayiv chatos. If he's megalgul, he's chayiv achatos. Now the shaila of the Gemara. But there's a machlokes of Rishonim what the Shaila was, what, then we'll see later how the Gemara was poshut. Rashi, it would seem, the Chazanish says Pshatan Rashi, the Chazanish says as follows, the Miboile, the Gilgul, Einoi Bishol Baalme, that means the amount of heat that this egg gets in order to be in this galgul, is by no other machel would it be able to get cooked.
Ragbeya litiva hamiyuchedes sagila ba'achi.
That means the source of heat, the amount of heat that is being given out is not pekoyach labashal anything. But a beya, because of the nature of a beya, sagila ba'achi. Is this considered a bishul if mitzad the hamevashul, this isn't called cooking? Mitzad the dova hanis bashul, it's called cooking. No, do you look at that? Maybe you look at something that's bekoyach levashul kama dvorim. You don't look, not each thing should have its own halacha. That is one way to learn pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva and other Rishonim learned pshat in the Gemara that the Shaila was a different Shaila. The Shaila was about the Mechem. Since you are not cooking with Eish, you're only cooking with Toldos Eish. That means there's no fire over here. This is the source of heat is the heat that originated from the fire and went into the Mechem. But now there's no fire anymore. This is heat that once came from a fire, but now this is Toldos Eish. Is that Chayiv min HaTorah? Just like we have Toldos Chama. It is not Chayiv. Chama is not Chayiv. You need Eish. In the Mishkan there was Eish. Here there's no Eish already. This is Toldos Eish. That's how the Ritva learns Pshat in the Gemara Shaila. So according to Rashi, the Shaila is, that Lamaisa, it was cooked very little, so is that have a Teiris Bishol min HaTorah? According to the Ritva, the Shaila is, since the source of heat is not Eish, it's only Toldos Eish, is that a Issa Bishol min HaTorah? Amar Rav Yosef Gilgul Chayiv Chatos. So Rav Yosef, so whatever the Shaila was, he says it's an Issa D'Orais. Amar Mar Berei D'Ravine Af Hanan Na Mitanina. We have a similar halacha. The Mishnah says further, Kol shebo bechamim milifnei haShabbos. Something that was cooked bechamim milifnei haShabbos before Shabbos. Shoyren oisoi bechamim b'Shabbos. So one is allowed to put it bechamim in a kli rishon. That means, we'll see Klor and Rashi exactly what we're speaking about. But if something was cooked before Shabbos, Shabbo Bechamim Lefnei Shabbos, so one is permitted now to put it into a Kli Rishon in Shabbos. V'chol Sheloi Bo Bechamim Lefnei Shabbos, something that was not cooked before Shabbos, Medichin Oisei Bechamim B'Shabbos, one is not allowed to put it into a Kli Rishon, but one is allowed to pour hot water on this machol. We'll see again, Tosfos exactly what this case is. Chutz min hameliach yoshan, you have a whole piece of meat that's salted. Bekul yetzo ispanyon, which is a type of a fish. Rashi says it's tunine, whatever this is, others say it's a type of a mackerel, others say it's a type of a sardine. Kul yetzo ispanyon, Shadachoson zu hi gmar melachto. Here, kuyeta ispanyon, one is not permitted even to make hadoche. Shadachoson zu hi gmar melachto. Shmamino. So from here we have a raya to Rabbi Yosef. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, kol shebo bechamin. So Rashi learns, we're speaking about kol meluach. We have something that was salted. Shebo bechamin me'erev Shabbos. It was bo bechamin me'erev Shabbos. Rashi would seem could be it was something salted, and it was bo bechamin, was put into kli rishon erev Shabbos. Choyzrin v'shoyrin oisoi bechamin b'Shabbos. So one is permitted to put it again in the kli rishon in Shabbos. Ve'ein boi mishum tiko. You're not accomplishing anything. Shreiniskan kva, he says, this salted object that was already soaking in a Kli Rishon Erev Shabbos
So you're allowed to put it into a Kli Rishon in Shabbos because it was Niskan Kva. You're just making it warm now, but you're not cooking it. If it was Loibo Bechamen B'Shabbos, Madichen. So one is permitted to pour hot water on it. She'ein ze gmar melachtoi. This is not considered a gmar melacha. Avo loy shayrin. But shayrin won't be permitted. Shayrin could be is a gmar melacha to be shayrin in a Kli Rishon. But to pour from a Kli Rishon, or pour from a Kli Sheini, which is a machlekes harishayinim, is mutter. Chutz midag meliach yoshan oiku yeso hispanyo. So Rashi says, Dak shekoyrin tanine, shadochosoy zeu gmar melachtoy. By pouring, let us say for practical purposes, let's understand the Chiddush. Taisa says, speaking about you're pouring from a cliché. Shadochosoy zeu gmar melachtoy, vidikorilei gmar melachtoy, shmamino zeu bishuloy v'chay. This is, it's bishul, and one is chay. Let me tell you what the Egli Tal says on this Rashi. The Egli Tal says, let's speak about this Kul Yeso Hispania. It was salted. We'll see, this was also salted. So he says as follows. Hamelach poil boy tchilok tzas tikkun. That the salting did something to it. Bachamin, but now pouring from a klisheni on this kulyas espanya, the melich yoshon, goimrim hatikon. So now it's edible already. V'kiven, shema'at bishul ze goimer tikunoi. That means that even though in hilchus bishul, it's a very minute amount of bishul. And if we'll realize it's speaking about the chamimus of a klisheni, an iri of a klisheni, that is not mevashul, but this heat is goyma tikunai. Choshev, so the Gleital says a moshul. Keboir tes, the loch is in Hilchus, in Babikame, if there was a boir tes, that vayishlimai liyud, the achrein chayim. So the last person is chayim. That means even though, that till the ninth fochim, the first one made, but since a boir hameimis, the second one made with his tefach, so he's considered the Baal HaBoyer. So since the small amount of heat made it edible, Zel Gmar Melachtei, that means now it is edible, and before it wasn't so edible. So this falls into the category of Bishul. That means any oifen of heat that can make something edible, and so that falls into the category of Bishul. So Memele, that is the Dimyan to Beya. The Dimyan to Beya is, it's also the same thing. This Gilgul makes it edible. So Memele, so one is also Chayiv Alts Mevashel. Rakert, he clears a Shaila, the Gemara says, Gmar Melachton. Doesn't say it's Gmar Bishulon. That means he says afterwards, he buys by a Shaila. What'll be if someone will cook it afterwards? Could be that you won't say ain't bishul acha bishul. This only is a shame bishul legabi, since it makes it, it's misakin it, it's royal achile, so he's chayev because of this. According to the Ritve, the shayla of the Gemara was, if the shayla was going under the shayla, if tilde is a ashes chayev, so the raya was, had the chosen zui gemar malachtan, the Gemara learned from this, gemar malachtan means, that he has a teiris meloche, and you chayiv min a teiris, so you see, teudish ta'esh is chayiv. There is a mechudishtike primigodim and levush and chaye yodom, that the bir aloche brings down, that the meloche over here is not meleches bishul, the meloche over here is meleches tikon money. And in Lomdis, they're very right. Because we're speaking about a iri of a klisheni. The iri of a klisheni, an iri of a klisheni is not mevashel. There's not enough heat to be mevashel. So they learn pshat, so what is the chiyuv? The chiyuv is not also mevashel. The chiyuv is gmar meloche. So just like there's an Isser Tikkun Mone, just like there's an Isser Tikkun Mone, if someone is Geimer Abeged, or Makke Bepatish, so there's an Isser by Oichlan also of Gmar Melochim. And Lamay Nafkemina, the Nafkemina is not only in the Shem Meloche, the Nafkemina will be if this Gmar Meloche can come about through cold water, will you also be Chayev? So if you learn the way it says in Rashi, so the Meloch is Bishul, the Meloch is not Gmar Meloche. So Memele, Rashi says, Zel Bishulai, Rashi is stuck in the word Bishul. So Memele, so with cold water, Yuzicha Bipotam. They want to say that you'll be chayiv with cold water also. And the Bir Aloche vehemently disagrees with them, and he holds the Meloch is only Bishul, not Gmar Meloche, there's no Issa Gmar Meloche by Eichlin. So Memele, so the whole chiv is only out bishul, but that is the gewaldike chiddush, that even a small amount of heat that is not mevashel anything in Shabbos, although if there's a certain object that can become niskan al yidei a small amount of heat, so that falls into the category of bishul and one is chayim.